Good morning. A couple years ago, I gave a homily on the same weekend. I started by saying that only twice a year we wear pink vestments, and the pastor jumped up quickly and started yelling, "They're rose, they're rose, they're not pink." And I never fully understood his sensitivity to that until Father Jess cleared it up for me this morning and said that Jesus rose from the dead. He didn't pink from the dead. So it's all very clear now. So today is the third week of Advent. Today is what we call Gaudete Sunday. And in Latin, that means joyful. So the color purple is generally for fasting, and we wear that through most of the season. But there's twice a year that we wear rose, and it's basically the midpoint of both Lent and Advent. We've got a couple weeks, and so we know that Christ is on his way. Today's gospel is an interesting one. All four gospels tell the story of John the Baptist, whose mission was to announce the coming of the Messiah. Now, we know in our Christmas story that when Mary conceived, she immediately went with haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. John leapt for joy. So immediately Elizabeth knew that Mary was carrying the Messiah. So presumably John knew that from the time he understood anything. His whole life was dedicated to great deeds and preaching that the Messiah was coming. And Jesus tells us today that no man has ever been born that was greater than John. So in our gospel, John the Baptist is in prison, and he's likely days or maybe weeks away from being executed, and he seems to be having some doubts or concerns. So he asks his disciples to go and ask Jesus, "Are you truly the one, or is there someone else?" So if John the Baptist was having doubts, certainly many others at his time were, and it may explain why at times we may feel a little discouraged and wonder if God is listening to us as well. You may wonder, why did our loved one suffer or die, and why haven't my prayers been answered? At some point in our lives, we will each have our faith tested, just as John's faith was tested in our gospel. But when asked, Jesus replies simply, "Look at the evidence. The evidence is overwhelming." He gives sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, cured the lepers, raised the dead. And he said that he did not cure the poor by giving them money. He gave them something far more valuable. He gave them the truth about God and forgiveness of their sins. Typically, when Jesus was out proclaiming, he was doing two things. He was performing miracles, and he was sharing the good news about God. And without the miracles certainly provided the confidence and proof and evidence that he was the Messiah. But it's really the word that was more important. It's also important to note that Jesus did not cure everyone. Just as today, miracles are happening within our church every single day, but not everyone that asks for healing of their physical ailments is cured. The physical healing was important, but it was not the most valuable gift that Jesus brought. It isn't even close. The knowledge that we have the ability to spend eternity with God is the true gift from Jesus. So in a couple weeks, we'll exchange gifts with our loved ones, and that's important, but the true gift of Christmas is knowing that God came to us as an infant, and when he grew up with him, and in communion with him at every Mass that we go to. Jesus is more concerned that we seek spiritual healing than physical healing. Because of sin, we are spiritually blind. We do not see things as God sees them. Because of sin, we are spiritually deaf. We hear a lot of noise each day, but without silent prayer, we may not hear the quiet voice of God. He is waiting to heal us spiritually all the time. So now we're at halftime this Advent. Let's take a few minutes to ask God to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts. If you have not been to confession in a while, please give yourself a priceless gift this Christmas and go. Our Lady of Joy offers reconciliation before each Mass and at other times during the season. Please take advantage of this and let Jesus give you the gift of forgiveness and peace. May God bless you and your family today, and may you have a very Merry Christmas.
Together we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnated of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, and rose in spirit. He ascended into heaven, and in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom of heaven. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds in the